Hello and welcome to the Flix Forum podcast, where each episode we go back and we look at a Netflix original film in the order of release. This episode we have Netflix 309th film from 2020. It's the Christmas romantic comedy, The Princess Switch, Switched Again. It's directed by Mike Rohl and stars Vanessa Hudgens, Sam Palladio, Susan Braun, and Nick Sager. I'm Jesse. I'm your host. Thanks for joining me today. It does feel, as I've sort of said the last few weeks, a little bit weird to be doing a Christmas film when it's not really Christmas time, but that's okay. This is where it's sort of fallen. So we have a sequel to a Netflix original Christmas film, which is obviously The Princess Switch was the first one, and this is the second film in that series. If you haven't seen this film and you are keen on checking it out, please do pause now and come back later on, because we will spoil this as we go. And we kick off with the Fast Flicks, where we do a quick little summary of what the film is all about. So this one is about a friend who tries to push her friends together romantically. taken all the Christmas out of that one and just put it as simple as possible. Netflix, how did it end up on Netflix? What's going on? I guess the first film, The Princess Switch, in 2018 was super successful for Netflix, so no surprises. They greenlit a sequel, and this second installment in the, they've called it the Princess Switch Trilogy now, because there is a third as well, which is called The Princess Switch 3, Romancing the Star. And that one hit Netflix in November of 2021. So about 12 months after this one, we will get to that probably in about 2 years' time on this show. The tagline for this film is, "It's never too late to switch the ending." Not a huge fan. It's nothing too special. What are the translations for this film around the world? So in Spanish, it's called The Princess Switch 2. Perfect. I like that title. That makes sense. There's a few here that these are probably some of the most out there translations I've seen in a while. So in Portuguese, it's called The Princess and the Commoner, New Adventure. I get that. That makes sense. In French, The Princess of Chicago, In the Shoes of a Queen. Now, this one has lots of issues, because this film isn't about the princess from Chicago anymore. And it's not... we're getting into a little bit early. Our Hungarian, it's called Christmas Swap, The New Lookalike. Yeah, they're not bad, because there is an extra lookalike in this one, which we'll get to. In Italian, it's called As a Princess, Here We Go Again. Meh. Russian, it's called In the Princess's Place, A New Life. Yeah, okay. Chinese, it's called Princess Double Bag, Transformation Plan. Random. And in Vietnamese, it's called Princess Replacement, Swap Again. Interesting titles. This film, obviously, it's not there to win big critical acclaim. It's a Christmas film. It's like one of those Hallmark films. We've just got to keep it in its place where it is. This did hit Netflix on the 19th of November, 2020. It was filmed in and around Scotland in the UK from December 2019 to January of 2020. And Vanessa Hudgens was actually nominated at the 2021 Kids' Choice Awards for Favourite Movie Actress for this role. So well done, Vanessa Hudgens. And we'll probably talk about her because this is her film. How's this been received? This film on Rotten Tomatoes sits at 56% on 25 reviews. That is rotten. The audience on Rotten Tomatoes has it at 34%. That's on more than 100 ratings, so quite negative from that side of things. IMDb, 5.4 out of 10 on 13,000 ratings. So again, on that lower end of the scale. Letterboxd, Stephen Lower, 2.1 out of 5 on 29,000 ratings. It's actually been logged by 51,000 people on Letterboxd. So quite a lot of people watched this, obviously released during where some places in the world where we're in lockdown and had experienced lockdown. So that's where we're at this stage. What were my early thoughts for this film? I think, probably took me the first 10 minutes to realize I had no recollection of the first film at all. And we did cover that that film on this show a couple of years ago, but I had no memory of it at all. And it probably made the first half hour of this film really drag for me. It did pick up towards the end, though, and it was a bit of fun, so not completely disastrous from me. Let's talk about the characters. I found, there's no real character development in this film. It's really tricky to sort of discuss the characters in this film, because we've got Vanessa Hudgens, who plays three characters in this film. So the first one, I guess, that she plays is Stacey. So Stacey's this, from the first film, she likes to bake. She's flown over to this fictional place, fallen in love with a prince, and that's how she's in this film. So we know she likes to bake. She's cozied up with this Prince Edward guy, and all seems pretty well with the two of them. So she's taken on this role in this film to set up her lookalike, Margaret, who we met in the first film, who's royalty as well, and they've done that switch before. And she set her up with her friend Kevin from Chicago as well, and they've broken up. So the plot of this film is to get them back together. So, you know, as I said, they've ended things, but it's sort of obvious they both sort of have feelings for each other still and are keen to get back together. But then that's where we get the complications in the plot through these other characters. So Antonio is this other character. He's an old friend of Margaret who's sort of like her, by her side as she's sort of developing to grow to become the queen, because her dad, the king's, passed away. And he sort of, you know, wants in on her and wants to ruin the party because he thinks that she's not capable of being a leader, I guess. So that's sort of as villainous as he gets, until he comes across Fiona, who is the third character that Vanessa Hudgens plays, who's Margaret's cousin. And she also wants to ruin the festive season and the royalty and the coronation and all the things that are happening because she wants money. She wants to get rich quick. So Kevin, we touched on, he's got this daughter, Olivia, who's also keen on Margaret and probably all the riches and fortunes that she has to offer. And Fiona has these two sidekicks that she plays along with throughout the film too. So no massive development other than the idea that this film is about getting Kevin and Margaret together to rekindle their feelings, even though there's sort of obstacles in the way. The director, Mike Rohl, he has 62 directing credits, including three of these films, the Princess Switch films, a lot of TV films, a lot of made-for-TV, so that's where he's at. All right, let's talk about some scenes. What are some scenes that I liked? What are some scenes that I didn't like? There's some stuff that I liked in this. I think the opening scene, there's a scene where Stacey and Edward, they're in their bedroom, and she keeps talking about all this boring stuff, and all he wants to do is have sex. And it was really cleverly done for a PG movie, and then he's like, you know, couples can do other things in bedrooms, blah, blah. I thought that was clever. There's a scene where Margaret, she goes into the kitchen with Kevin. Kevin's back on the scene, and they're going to make some hot chocolate, and he makes a joke about her never having been in the kitchen before because, you know, she's royalty. And then she goes over to the fridge and opens it and goes, oh, it's, you know, how do they fit all the food in here? And it's the oven. So that was pretty funny. There's this one nice serious scene, I guess, where Edward's sort of debriefing with who he thought was Margaret about his wife Stacey when it was actually Stacey because they'd done this switch. And it was about happiness and her happiness and how that's so important to him. I thought that was really nice and well done. And then finally, there is a cameo at the end of this film. I've already said the spoilers, but there's a cameo. The Christmas Prince, the Netflix films we've covered on this show, the dude and his wife with their kid are sitting there at this coronation ceremony. And they have two shots back on him. When I saw them on the screen, I was just like, oh, wow. I guess this is that whole Netflix Christmas universe that they've built. I thought that was cool. What are some things I didn't like in this film? There's a couple of things. I think there's a few montages throughout. There's this montage of everyone decking out this palace in Christmas decorations because Margaret didn't want to decorate the palace because, you know, her and the country are still mourning the loss of the king. And they just do this montage. Yes, it looked really good. Like, the set design was fantastic, but it was so boring, really boring. I think it was a Kelly Clarkson Christmas song that played as that was happening too. Another scene, Antonio, he sort of... You know, he's revealing his feelings to Margaret about her, and he tells her that she's the queen of his heart. Ah, laughable. So laughable. There's a scene where Kevin and Margaret, they're sort of kissing at this Santa's magical village, rekindling their relationship, and then this magical snow and wind just kicks in. Ah, that was laughable too. Fiona, you know, she's this villain, and she's sort of done the switch to try and steal the money, and she rushes this coronation so she can become queen, and the priest who's there is just like, well, we need some time to prepare. How convenient for the plot to make sure that everyone could get there to stop her from doing what she was doing. And finally, at the end of the film, Margaret and Kevin, they get back together at the airport and they're like, cool, let's get married. Let's do it now. Because literally at the airport, there's just a priest there waiting to catch his own flight too. And then there's announcements that come over about his flight that keep cutting him off. It was just really laughable. And Kevin too, like, they're like, well, we need a ring. And Kevin's like, well, I've got a ring. It's in my pocket. I've had it here since last summer. Come on. man, laughable. Themes, ideas. What's this film saying? You know, there's a lot about identity, I guess, and self worth and an idea of impersonations too. We see this three characters played by one person. You know, anyone can take on a persona. In realistically in this digital age as well, that idea of lies and deceit and scheming that never works. It never works in the end. It never pays off. And finally, too, love. This film's about love and Christmas too. I mean, it happens during the Christmas season, but true love's always going to come through. And that idea of true love's about giving second chances and about being spontaneous and those types of things as well. What did I take away from this film? I guess I've touched on this a little bit, but Vanessa Hudgens, I really hope that she got like three paychecks for this film. She delivers in this film, having to play three different characters. I know that her Margaret and Stacey character, there's not really much of a difference between the two, but you could see that she was having fun playing that Fiona character and the over-the-topness of it and just that difference. I thought, you know, and there's multiple scenes where she's playing the same, you know, playing it off herself. Really well done. I thought she did a great job in this film. Questions, ponderings, what are some thoughts and ideas about this film? Fiona's sidekicks, I think they were called Mindy and Reggie. There was this scene where they rocked up at this party and you know, they stole off everyone, stole wallets, stole jewelry, all that sort of stuff, and they stole a roll of toilet paper. I had to sit back and think about this a bit, and I was like, oh, this film was made during COVID. Is this a COVID joke? Is this a joke about because toilet paper was like, you know, so expensive and so hard to find during the pandemic that this was a COVID joke? I'm not sure if it was. It's amazing how quickly in a couple of years I'd forgotten that. I thought that was interesting. There's a joke about, you know, her, this is Fiona's sidekicks again, and they're making jokes about her doing the switch, and they make a joke about Vanessa Hudgens as Fiona having more junk in her trunk than the other two characters. Please, like, seriously, this is Vanessa Hudgens you're talking about. You don't need to make jokes. That joke doesn't work. It doesn't land, and it's not, you know, not needed. And then I guess my final thought, like, the whole idea of the monarch or a monarchy or a king and a queen representing citizens is such a bygone system. It just made me hate the idea of a monarchy even more. I just don't get it. Like, you need representation for the people, by the people, and royalty does not do that. So that really frustrated me. All right, I'm ready to wrap this up. I think I've probably spoken about this more than anyone else probably has, because there's not a lot to say. We give the films a rating out of 5 on this podcast. For me, I guess even though I had no memory of the first film, I just, you know, and I had to go back and say, okay, what did I actually give the first film? Because I don't remember. I gave it a 1.5 out of 5, so mustn't have liked it at all. I feel bad, I think, doing the same for this one, because it almost makes me want to rewatch the first one to go, hey, was it really that bad? Because I did struggle with the first half of this sequel, but in the back end, I sort of got into it and was just like, yeah, cool. I know what this sort of film is. I get it. So I'm giving this a 2 out of 5. 2 out of 5 for me. Not one of the better Christmas films on the Netflix catalog, but it's there. It's there to watch Christmas. You know, it's a time to feel nice. We're on socials. We've got Instagram, we've got Facebook, and we've got X, formerly known as Twitter. The question I wanted to put out there for this episode is, if you could swap lives with someone for a day, who would it be? Who would you want to trade your life with? I find this such, like, you know, there's always people have those questions about, you know, if you could have dinner with anyone living or dead, who would it be, and those types of things. Swapping lives with someone for a whole day, it just brings on so many different thoughts and so many anxieties and so many thoughts of, you know, like, do you really want to be in the situation of a celebrity? Do you really want richness? Because, you know, you might be swapped for a day, but then you got to go back to your normal life and then just ruse, I guess, on what you've missed out on or what you don't have because you've experienced it for that day. So for me, I don't really have anyone in particular that I'd probably really want to spend a day as, probably some sort of lower known politician or something, just to experience a day in like the go-abouts of what politicians do, something like that, something boring, or something like a doctor, maybe even a doctor, just to see the changes you can make in people. I don't know. I don't really buy that idea of wanting to spend the day as a celebrity, because I just don't think it would be all it's worth. All right, we're ready for next week. Next week we're back, and it's another Christmas film from 2020. It's a musical. It's called Dolly Parton's Christmas on the Square, and this one's directed by Debbie Allen, and it stars Dolly Parton, Christine Baranski, Jennifer Lewis, and Treat Williams. So that's what we've got next week, another Christmas film in the middle of April/May, so that's where we're at. Thanks for joining me, as always, and I will see you next week.